Ah, so it is a good day to you, huh? For those of you whom we have not met in person, we are honored by your presence. Our name is Aronda, and we bring with us an entire council of beings of light that are here with you. Ah, very good to see you. Ah, very good to see you. We could say that to each one of you, huh? And then we would be here for another 2 days. As you understand, in this existence, this is a mastery class. So all of you that said, well, I think I'm a healer, whatever. You are a master. We only called masters to this class. You understand what we say? It is important for you to know who you are. And you may feel like, well, I do not know who you are. I am. I don't know. What am I going to be when I grow up? Well, you see what happened to the vessel Marilyn. She never grew up. So understand that it is now time for you to claim who you are. It is now time for you to be that, because you can no longer stay in the closet. You can no longer be in the metaphysical closet. Yes, even in Yarika, Missouri. We brought the vessel Maryland to Branson, Missouri, and for a 7-year stint, so from 2003 to 2010 or something like that. Now, Branson would be the buckle of the Bible Belt. Yes? How many of you have never heard of Branson? So we'll get to talk. So as you understand, that is when your truth comes forward. You get the opportunity to go home to your world and explain exactly what you have done here in ways that your world can understand. Everything is energy, yes? And everything is possible, yes? So therefore, when you set the energy that everything is possible and it's all energy, and with a person's intention, they can realign the human form, realign a room, realign arguing children, everything comes through. And who would not wish to realign the universe, huh? Now, we're not sure if that's working on Trump yet, but we're working on it. Understand that we are here because of you. You called us. This one here from Greece kept saying, when is the class? When is the class? When is the class? When does it start? When does it start? So we set the date because of her. So understand, you each have that important part. So when you stand up and you think, oh, I can't ever do this. See that little girl back on the road finding her own path, saying, I can do this. I can walk on this big road. You are the next evolutionary step of humanity. You are taking these tools, these tiny tools, out to the universe. You are shifting the consciousness of this planet with these and your connection with them. In other words, you can set this aside, but it is still the intention behind it that really makes the difference. You understand what we say? With that energy, with that vibration, the DNA of those you come in contact with also shifts. The energy of those you come in contact with, because you have realigned your DNA, shifts. It is from the 144th dimension. You understand? It is connecting in ways that is not, people did not believe were possible here on this planet. And now you are also a sword wielder. You are not the one that is standing in front, hacking your way through the jungle with it. All you need to do is hold it up, and the path is cleared. You understand? It takes much less work than you think. That is why we say, unwrap it. Keep it with you. Travel with it. Be with it. It is always a part of you. Your sword of light chooses you as much as you choose it. So understand that in that energy, that vibrational frequency is doing this, moving around the planet. Huh? And as it moves around the planet, it is also moving around you. And as it moves around you, it is expanding and moves around the park and moves around the hotel and moves around the airport and moves around everything that is coming in. And if you're not convinced of that yet, you will be. You understand what we say? You have more ability in your own cellular system than you ever thought possible. When you were a child and you would dream about things and you would think, oh, could I do that? Oh, could I be that? The answer is yes. And as that answer is yes, the universe starts rearranging itself to accommodate that picture, to bring you where they want you. The vessel Marilyn Joy went to a conference last weekend here in Denver. They thought the conference was about one thing. It was not about that at all. They did not read the fine print. They just knew they were supposed to be there and learned things that they would never have learned otherwise. So know that the universe brings you where they want you. And as you know, when you saw the advertisement or the email or whatever, the Facebook, whatever, and you knew you were to be here, you made it happen. And some of you knew that you were supposed to be here with this particular group. This particular group, we've already talked about reincarnation. This particular group was here on this planet 11,000 years ago, together. You look good for that old. And that is why you had to come with this group, because otherwise it would be missing something. So when you look into the eyes of someone, know that you are looking into the eyes of your sister or your brother, your love, your child, your mother, your father. And you did work before. Of course, we call it plerk. Play plus work equals plerk. You did plerk before with this energy to shift the consciousness of the planet 11,000 years ago. And again, 5,000 years ago. So as you understand the magnitude of who you are, you must understand the responsibility as well. So when you stop and say, oh, I don't hear anything, I don't see anything, I don't know anything, I don't know what I'm doing, bullshit. That is not true. Our vessel Marilyn does not like that, but we don't know any other way to say it besides get out of your own way, huh? Yes. Understand that you do know. And the more you deny it, the more the planet cries out for your attention through the tools that are before you. You are the ones we have been waiting for. We implore you to be who you are and step into your power and your presence with love, light, joy, laughter, and be the healer when you walked this planet many times before. Trust yourself. Trust your light. Trust your messages. Trust your wisdom. And love all. We honor you deeply. We see you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Thank you, Marilyn. Give her a second to come back. Everybody always stares at her. I never know what to say. We're going to take a short 15-minute a 10, 15 minute break really quick while we switch over the slides. And then I will introduce Tom to all y'all. All y'all. I'm really from Southern California, but now I live in the Midwest, so I'm really trying to fit in everywhere. So, all right, we'll be back in, let's see, 15 minutes, 11:15. Let's be back. Yeah. Or faster if we can.